Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Don't you know I ain't nothing but a loser of your love? Ba, 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 ba. I can't get enough. Ba, 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 ba. Girl, it's true. Ba, 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 ba. Oh.
Have you heard of Ween before the show? Ben Fredrickson, young tyke at 26 years old.
Nope.
What about you, Plow?
The show has opened my eyes.
Oh, no.
And my ears.
Oh, I have before the show.
You were familiar with it?
Yep.
Stoner music?
Yeah, my sister and her ex-boyfriend, who's now, I think, in prison.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate.
Got me into it.
For what? What do you do?
I think drug-related. You know, this is like a 17. She was 17 at the time. He was a real cool dude. Yeah, I think got into some trouble.
He was a real cool dude because
he, 27?
He could get the girls drugs.
Well, no, he could get me. No, I don't care about the girls. He could get me some good drugs at a good price since they were dating. So
good deals.
Good guy in general.
Good guy to know.
Good guy. You guys, you ride him at all?
No. But the premise is he introduced me to Ween on a couple cruises. So.
Cruises. Now, is this just weed or is this harder stuff?
No, weed.
Okay. All right, then.
Well, no,
Charlie, it's Ween Wednesday. Ween Wednesday.
No, I'm a big fan of Ween, and I also had never heard of Ween until this program, but it does open your eyes to a lot of new things.
I'm in this inside baseball, inside radio moment where I can see Seymour's on the phone with a guest for whatever reason, really chatting him up, too, not to go UK on everyone. And so I want to get into stuff, but then I know Brian Boucher will be on hold, and then I will have to go to Brian Boucher. And so anything I want to get into will be cut off at the pass because Brian Boucher will be on hold. So that's officially what's going on in my mind right now.
I was actually also looking at the board to see if he was on the board because I didn't want to continue to talk about marijuana if he was. And then we can just make that seamless transition to the hockey playoffs.
Right. Yeah, next time, can you guys let me know when Kamish is on hold? I won't be talking about Janie the Lesbian. That'd be good. I don't like to disappoint Kamish. Anyone else is fine. But
I think when he comes on this show, he expects disappointment. It doesn't matter if you're here or not.
I know, but God, you just see him in the press box. He gives you that look like I thought
you were better than that.
But Kamish is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. You know, sometimes media people, and you get older, they get kind of sour. He is the exact opposite of that.
Shot at Frank.
No, I'm just saying, just in general, sometimes you've kind of done it for a long time, and you get to be negative. He is not that at all.
It is truly enjoyable to sit next to during a baseball game. And his knowledge of the game is really impressive. And he calls things, you know, an inning, two innings before they happen. And it's pretty cool to
those
sit there
the,
and pick
those
his
are the
brain.
Ones I respect in a major way. You know, to put that out. I also think, for me, I can speak to this firsthand. And I think, Charlie, you've talked, because I know you've talked about it as well, because you said there's absolutely no upside in posting a sports wagering prediction online. It's so true.
I lose 90% of the time. And I swear, I do win every once in a while. If I post what I like for a bet on Twitter, I will lose 90% of the time.
But oftentimes I do, like, for example, I mean, I happen to say it on the radio that I really liked Sergio Garcia in the Masters. I had reasons for it. But if you post it on Twitter, then inevitably a Hilljack will emerge and go, nice pick on, and then like they swarm.
Yeah.
What was it? Why do I even bother with that? You know, it's an easy analytic. Upside, zero. Downside, Hilljack. I don't want Hilljack in my life, therefore I don't post them. But oftentimes I'm like watching a game and go, God, this is a great live bet right now because this just happened or I just heard that this happened and it's not public information and I'd enjoy sharing it with the audience to make the audience some money. But Hilljack ruins it. Hilljack is his name.
Yeah, I prefer live betting on Bovada than to making the bet before the game because I feel like you do have a pulse of the game as you're watching.
That's the truth. I'm telling you, there's a lot of value in that. For the record, on the Blues and Wild, the Wild are minus 140 as the favorite for the entire series. The Blues are plus 150 if you're feeling confident in the Blues. You can bet 100, win 150. Got to bet 140 to win 100 on the Wild if they're to win the series. And as far as Stanley Cup odds per Bovada, no team is a bigger underdog to win the Stanley Cup than the Blues. That kind of surprises me, but that is what it is. And I think perhaps that is because who the Blues would most likely have to get through to even get to the Western Conference Finals. You have the Wild, then most likely the Blackhawks before you would meet up with whoever would be lurking in the Western Conference Finals. Our guest Brian Boucher here in the 9 o'clock hour is on game one tonight and then doing game one of the Capitals and Leafs tomorrow on NBC Sports. And he joins us right now on 590 The Fan KFNS. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. We were just discussing the odds, and the Blues are listed as a pretty heavy underdog, not huge, but heavy underdog to the Wild in this series. And I was reading some data. There was a Wall Street Journal column yesterday on how, with the exception of three Stanley Cup champions since the season of 89-90, everybody who has won the Cup dating back to that year, with the exception of three teams, has played above 500 in their final 10 games of the season. The premise they were laying out is how important it is for a team, doesn't matter what their seed is, to be playing well at the end of the season, because rarely have you seen teams be able to flip the switch from a bit of a losing streak at the end of the season. Having played the game and now having analyzed the game, what do you think of the importance on that that statistic?
Yeah, I think it's telling. And, you know, as a player, I know, and I speak from experience, I think it was 2010, I was playing for the Flyers, and we were a team that, you know, seemed to be fading away and then eventually found our game late in the season and got into the playoffs playing good hockey and just got in on the last day of the season and ended up making it to the Stanley Cup final. We ended up losing to Chicago in six. But I think there is something to it. I think when you play good hockey at the right time of year, and confidence grows inside a locker room, and confidence grows amongst one another and in one another, anything is possible. And, you know, you can look at injuries. You can look at guys called up from the minors playing. It doesn't matter. Once you get to this part of the year, down, you know, that stretch run in March and into the playoffs, if you can get guys playing on the same page, believing in one another, good things can happen. And I think for the St. Louis Blues, they're a team that falls right into that category. If you look at the time during the season where things went sideways for them a little bit and throw that out the window, this is a very good hockey club that would have a very good record, and we wouldn't be talking about being an underdog. But the fact of the matter is they had a hiccup, before the All-Star break. They made the coaching change, and since then they've been one of the league's best. So the Minnesota Wild are going to have their hands full in this series for sure.
Brian, as a former NHL goaltender, how do you look at the tail of the tape between Devan Dubnyk and Jake Allen? It seemed like for a stretch there, Devan Dubnyk was probably the best netminder on the planet this year. And then Jake Allen, one of the hottest goalies in the last couple months. So how do you size that up?
Yeah, both very good goaltenders. Dubnyk, I think, up until Christmas, I think that he would have been a lock for the Vezina Trophy. Had a bit of a slip in his game. I think he admits to that. It's a long year. It's very difficult to be on top of your game for 82 games. And I think the lack of maybe trust in Darcy Kemper maybe forced the Wild to play Devan Dubnyk a little bit more than they would have liked. And I think fatigue set in his game. But he's a guy that's gone through a ton of adversity in his career. And I think that right now he's a winner of his last three starts heading into the playoffs. You hope with a little bit of rest that they gave him here down the stretch that he's refreshed. I suspect that he'll be, good and ready to go in game one. And for Jake Allen, this is a guy that's got great athleticism. And, it's been a bit of an adjustment for him this year in regards to not having that safety net and Brian Elliott to be the 1A, 1B. So for that, there's a bit of a learning curve for Jake Allen. And I think that, the team kind of lost their way defensively a little bit under Ken Hitchcock. And for Allen, maybe he lost his game a little bit too. But since the coaching change, they've made a couple of tweaks to their defensive zone coverage, where now the Blues are not playing a man-on-man and they're playing more of a zone and keeping things to the outside and not giving up those glorious chances. And it's allowed Jake Allen to find his game again and find his confidence, because this was a guy that was, a good goaltender. And sometimes when your confidence goes out the window, it's difficult to come up with those timely saves. I think that was the key. And look, he's got a guy in Marty Brodeur that's working with him, a Hall of Famer who's probably one of the best goaltenders we've ever seen in the National Hockey League. So the talk that he's been having with Brodeur and getting that mental side of the game back on track, I think has done wonders for Jake Allen. And, like we talked about, you play good hockey at the right time of year, anything is possible. Jake Allen's one of those guys that can get hot and stay hot, and if he stays hot right now, it could mean a long spring for the St. Louis Blues.
In what ways can Mike Yeo use his knowledge of that of the team that he coached before joining the Blues to help come up with a game plan? I mean, is it reliable to use some of that information, or do you have to throw everything out because it's a different season?
No, I think it's very valuable, and it's not so much from a system standpoint, because Bruce Boudreau's brought new systems and a new structure to their team. Although they may have a lot of the teams have a lot of the same similarities when it comes to neutral zone structure, defensive zone structure, and how they want to defend. There's really no secret out there on how you do it. It's hard work. It's sacrificing the body. It's taking time and space away. But I think the one area where he can be beneficial in this is that he knows a lot of those guys personally, and he probably knows what really gets underneath their skin or what frustrates them. And oftentimes, before the playoffs start in a playoff series, when you pre-scout another team and you sit there as a group, you'll ask players that have played with other guys before and have been teammates of players that you're playing against, and you want to know the inner workings of that guy. You want to know maybe what bothers him so that maybe you can get underneath his skin and get him frustrated, whether it's something personal or whether it's something that has to do with a tendency when he plays. Maybe he has selfish tendencies, and maybe you want to make that aware to that player during the series, or maybe make his teammates aware that you know that this guy is a selfish player. And those types of things can drive guys a little crazy at times, and that's where discipline comes in big. As a player, you've got to understand that the other team is trying to prod you. They're trying to get underneath your skin. They're trying to find a crack that they can expose. And if they do that, then they've got a chance to beat you. And I think with Mike Yeo, he's got an inside track on a lot of these guys, that a lot of those guys probably walk into his office and spill their guts and tell him what's going on inside their mind. So if there's anybody that has an advantage in all this, it's got to be Mike Yeo, knowing those players. And if he can get his players on the St. Louis Blues to somehow exploit some of their weaknesses, some of their, maybe their shortcomings, it could be a big advantage for the Blues.
Brian Boucher is our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He joins us on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Outside of the Stanley Cup playoffs getting underway tonight, some news out of Dallas on NBCSports.com. And according to Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman, Ken Hitchcock, the former Blues coach, is going to make his return to Dallas to replace Lindy Ruff. What are your thoughts on that news, Brian?
A little bit surprised. I mean, in a sense, surprised and not surprised. A surprise in the sense that, Ken Hitchcock talked about this being his last year coaching. You tended to want to believe him. In talking to him earlier on this year, he said he just didn't want to coach and it end, and then that's it, and then you're done. He wanted to kind of like transition into another life after playing hockey, and because the coaching takes up a lot of time. Obviously these guys are spending 16, 18 hours a day at the rink, and I think he was getting a little bit tired. But with that being said, maybe with the way it ended this year in St. Louis for him, where maybe he didn't have a chance to go to one more playoffs and see this thing through and then hand off the reins to Mike Yeo the way it was supposed to go, may have re-energized him. And for Ken Hitchcock, the one thing that he is able to do is he's able to get a hockey club to play with more structure. And I think for the Dallas Stars, they're a team that it was gifted offensively. But they probably lack the structure needed to win hockey games on a consistent basis. Obviously, injuries played a huge role with their club this year, and their goaltending is questionable at best. But Ken Hitchcock is going to bring accountability. He's going to bring a defensive, structure to that hockey club. And from there, through good defense, you let your offense take over. And they've got some good offensive weapons. So a reunion of sorts in Dallas, obviously different faces from the last time he was there, but a guy that I think is going to be a good addition to the Dallas Stars.
Brian Boucher, he will be there tonight when the Blues and Wild open up Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs in the Western Conference quarterfinals. Brian, we appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Brian Boucher with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Tim McKernan, Charlie Marlowe, Ben Fredrickson in, and they're in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, who's on the road with the Cardinals. And when the Cardinals are on the road and the Cat is out, he is traveling with Four Seasons Penske Truck. Four Seasons Penske Truck, the sponsor of the Cat out on the road. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email of the day, themorningafter at InsideSTL.com, themorningafter@InsideSTL.com. Great news. Harry's Razors is so confident that you'll love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. It's all from Harry's Razors. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code InsideSTL at harrys.com and you check out. That's HARRYS.com. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code InsideSTL at checkout. That's harrys.com, promo code InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. This is always good because it gives us some insight into the playoffs. I don't know if you guys have ever had the chance to do it, but look who's on the line. It's Biff, Charlie. This guy is a wizard when it comes to wagering on favorites. Good morning, Biff.
Hey, you there, Tim?
Yeah, that's why I said good morning.
Hi, Tim. Hey, okay, so you ever been there to Minnesota, up there to Minneapolis?
Charlie, have you been to Minnesota?
I have been. I went to the All-Star game for baseball a couple of years back.
Maybe was it?
3 years ago, 3-4 years ago? Yeah. It was fun.
Ben, have you been there?
I've not, no. I'm looking forward to getting to go sometime.
I have flown through, but I have never stayed there.
Well, my buddy's he's taking six of us up on his private jet. We're leaving this afternoon, and
look,
we're going
you
to the game tonight, Jim.
God bless you. Ball so hard. Ball so hard. What does this gentleman do for a living, or did he do for a living?
I don't ask questions like that.
Nice. I like that.
Mafia guy.
Yeah. La Cosa Nostra.
He has lots of money. We call him Goldfinger. He's got lots of money.
Why does he call him Doublefinger?
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. Sorry. Doublefinger. Apologize.
Yeah, Goldfinger.
Yeah,
we're sitting, Timmy, we're sitting row 9 on the glass down on the ice. Not bad, huh?
That's very nice. How long are you going to stay for Friday's game as well? You're going to shoot right home?
Well, all right, here's what we're doing. We're going to be there just for the night for the game, right?
Yep.
Got to come home tomorrow. And we're going to me. I'm the Hooters chick is going with me to the game tonight, and there's a total of 6 of us.
Oh, so now it's going to be a federal offense. Go ahead.
Yeah. And Goldfinger, he's taking a date, and then his friend Oddjob's going. He's taking a date. So
this sounds
guys,
like these. It sounds like there's a cast theme to this, doesn't it?
Well, it's all James Bond characters.
Yeah,
What's your name then?
I'm Biff.
Okay. Now I don't know if you had a Bond name as well.
Oh no! When we go on these trips, I'm King Shango.
There you go.
Well, that's what I was going to guess.
Good call. Yeah.
So is everybody bringing a quote unquote girlfriend?
You're all bringing dates. They're not girlfriends. They're just dates.
Right.
You know, nothing serious.
No, trust me. Everybody understands that. So are these all waitresses at local watering holes or Craigslist?
Well,
or what
are we? She's from the Ukraine. She's from other countries.
Yeah, that's about right.
Francesca's from somewhere Hispanic. That's Oddjob's girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I would guess South America if I had to guess.
Yeah. She's beautiful. So is the Ukraine girl and the Hooters chick. They're all very pretty girls. Right. But here's what's going to happen. So we're going to go to this game. By the way, I'm going to call it. The Blues are going to win tonight. I'm taking the Blues. But you can get them +1.5. So I'm taking a little barrier shield there.
+1.5. I like that. A barrier shield. So you're +1.5. They're probably like -200 or something.
Probably, but. I'm gonna call it that the Blues are going to win tonight, but I'm going to take them +1.5 just in case I'm off by one goal. You see?
Right.
You follow me?
Yeah. It's not that tough.
So here's what's going to happen. Then get back home tomorrow, and then Friday morning I wake up, and me and my buddy Johnny, we're flying up to New York first thing Friday morning. We're going to go see Cardinals-Yankees Friday night and Saturday afternoon game in Yankee Stadium.
Very nice. That's a nice play.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been there, Tim? You've been to that?
I was at the old Yankee Stadium. I haven't been to the new Yankee Stadium.
The Cardinals haven't been to the new Yankee Stadium.
How about that? Have you guys been to the new Yankee Stadium? You haven't been
there? I have not.
No?
I went to the old Yankee Stadium once.
They've played there once in the last 50 years in New York. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I guess that would be accurate because they played in 64 against the Yankees. But they played there,
I think, wasn't it, Tim?
67 was the Red Sox, 68 Tigers. But they played them in 2003. So, yeah, that's it. How about that?
Yeah, once in 50 years.
Charlie, that is one time in half a century.
It is.
Hey, I got to put somebody on notice again, Tim.
Uh-oh.
Mike Matheny's on notice.
Mike Matheny's on notice.
What's their record right now, Tim?
2-6.
Not a good start, is it?
It's just not. It's just not.
It's not a good start. Hey, just so you know, on the hockey wagering, Tim, I know I made a few bad calls at the end there, but I never crossed the line and had to pay the bookie out in Vegas. So I'm still up plus 20,000 on hockey wagering for the year.
Any other plays? Yeah, this guy's killing it, Charlie. Now, it's high-risk wagering because you're usually talking minus 200 plus, but anybody else you like this evening or Randy Choate likes this evening?
Here's the best two plays. So the best two plays is me and Sully had a conference last night at we went to DB's for a few hours.
Right.
And
it's where many board meetings are.
Yes. Yeah. So what we come up with, the best two plays you can make, Timmy, bet the series for Washington to win the series and bet for the Blackhawks to win their series. Those are two almost guaranteed lock plays right there.
Really? I would imagine they're substantial favorites. I think I saw the Blackhawks are only minus 160, though.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone's put up that bad odds. And another for all you gamblers out there that trust Biff, in baseball, the trick to baseball is anybody can win one game in baseball. So the trick in baseball is you bet series in baseball.
Mm.
So you look for a butt-ass team to play a good team, and 90% of the time when the good team's at home playing a butt-ass team, you bet the series, as in Washington Nationals at home playing the Padres coming into Washington. You bet the Washington to win the series. 9 times out of 10, those plays are going to win. Do you see? You see what I'm saying there?
Right. I follow it. Charlie, do you follow that?
Cause I do.
I don't feel like you do.
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But hey, Charlie, congratulations on your new show. I like it. I've been listening to it.
Thank you, sir.
Charlie. Look at that.
Appreciate that.
That's kind of awkward because Ben's here and Charlie replaced Ben, and it's an awkward thing that you're doing right now, Biff.
But I like Ben. I like Ben filling in the morning. He's doing a good job.
Oh, well,
there you
go.
That was
good.
Nice.
No, thanks,
that's
Biff.
Why Biff's
appreciate
a patriot.
It,
that's why Biff's a patriot.
Hey, Biff, one of the texters wants to know what you'll be wearing tonight because they're going to try to find you on TV during the game.
Great question.
Oh, okay. So three-piece suit. I'll have my yellow and blue Blues tie on. I have my neon blue fedora on and dark sunglasses. And blue suede shoes.
Subtle. I like it.
Yep, yep. St. Louis is represented well.
I have to ask here, the Hooters waitress, have you been on, quote-unquote, dates with her before?
Yes, you've taken her to Twin Peaks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can they go there?
Yeah, I think the non-competes are a little more lax now.
Oh, okay.
No, I took the Hooters chick to, I took her to DB's, and I took her to Johnny's.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just guessing.
Some people go with Tony's and, you know.
But when you say, hey, why don't we hop on the private jet and head up to Minnesota for the Blues Wild playoff series, I'm guessing she was into that.
Oh, she said yes. So, yeah, she said, yeah. I mean, I didn't have to explain it to her. I just said, hey, sister, this is what's going down. Are you in? And she's
cut
like,
that off.
Of course,
cut that off.
Yeah, there's no goal. There's no gold digger saying no to that trip.
Where are you guys staying? Is there like a Four Seasons or Ritz or what's going on?
Man, all I know is it was $500 a night, and it's like a 5 minute. It's like less than a quarter mile. It's the closest hotel to this arena. And
now, $500 a night for the room or for
the room?
Oh.
Come on, Tim. Just give me a little credit.
Well, I saw her picture. She's attractive.
How'd you see the picture?
What?
How'd you see the picture? How come I didn't get this, Biff? Usually you like to send in pictures to the text inbox.
Pictures of what?
The Hooters girl. You showed me last Thursday.
Yeah, and your Uber drivers.
Yeah, I saw that too. That was, I'm not sure that was the Uber driver, but it was nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know, back, where was it at? Wentzville? From Wentzville now, I got a new one on the Uber driver. Yeah, she drove me back all the way from your Wentzville TMA Live topless all the way to downtown. That's almost
Charlie, you probably didn't know about this if you're sleeping in. Biff flips through Uber drivers until he finds an attractive woman, and then apparently you offer them extra money, and then they take their tops off the entire trip?
Yeah, only the cute ones.
Right.
How much money?
Great question.
Depends.
Oh, it depends on how big the boobs are.
Right. So like a B cup would be what, 300? And then a C is 500,
no,
and then
I'm
a
say,
D cup is 700. Like, is it $200 increments for cup size? That's how I was raised.
I'm going to say $40.
Not quite that much. No. Yeah, I just give them a little extra, you know. That's a big Uber fare out. You know, that was almost $100 Uber ride from Wentzville to downtown.
Yeah, but it was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful to see you and Big Al wrestling at the end of the show.
Yeah, we didn't hurt none of your equipment or nothing, did we? I don't think so. We did.
No, it seemed like Big Al had a bloody head, though, at the end of it.
Hey, he fell on his crucifix.
Yep. I think
hey,
it was a cross,
there?
To be exact.
He is, yeah. Catfish says Iggy is eaten alive with jealousy over how Biff balls.
No, I'm happy.
Is Iggy there with you guys?
I'm happy for Biff.
Yeah,
here
he is.
I'm here, buddy.
Iggy?
Yeah, man.
But listen, you're on notice, too, Iggy.
Oh, my God.
Look, you asked me how many times to take him to the strip bar and get a filet mignon, and I hit him up Saturday afternoon and say, Iggy, we're going down. The girl you want to see, the certain hot shot waitress, the hot one is working tonight. Filet mignon dinner's on me, Iggy.
Wow.
And he's like, I got plans, Biff. We'll have to do it another time. I'm like,
well, I did because you sent me a text at like 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and said, we going to Hooters or we going to the strip joint. And you said we were going to go about 6. I mean, I need a little bit more. I know I usually don't do things, but Saturday I did have plans because I didn't hear from you. But
well, I will blame it on her. We'll go next week. We'll blame it on her because that was when I finally heard back from her. You know, some girls don't text back right away. Go figure.
Yeah.
So that was when I heard back from her to confirm that she was actually working, taking her clothes off at the strip bar, because that's what Iggy was wanting to see. I don't think he's so into the steak as he is the girl.
No, I'm more into just hanging out with you and having a nice dinner and talking.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but I just wanted
to... No, I won't go if she's not there, but yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about the game tonight, Tim, if you had a call?
I feel like the roles have been reversed. Biff's running point. I have to tell you, I would take the Blues in this series, and I was just looking at the numbers on Bovada, and the Blues getting a game and a half in the series are minus 190, and I really like that play. I like the Blues in this series. I truly do.
Yeah. I'd take three plays. Put this in a parlay. Well, I don't really do parlays because they're harder to win, but I would play them straight up. Blues to win their series, Blackhawks to win their series, Capitals to win their series.
But Capitals are minus 420 to win their series.
Oh, they're playing the Maple Leafs, ain't they?
Charlie, ain't they?
They might be. I'll have to check on that.
Leafs.
Right.
I'm so locked into the Blues.
In hockey last year, they just barely scratched into the playoffs. There's no way they're going to beat the Capitals.
Those are two tortured franchises and fan bases, aren't they, sir?
Yeah. Where's the? Can we do a TMA live from the strip bar one night, Tim? Like tape it for the next day.
We of course would be all for that. I don't know how KMOV and Fox Sports Midwest would feel about it for Doug and the Cat. And then the strip bar is usually very careful about recording devices in their establishment. So those are a few things that we'd have to overcome.
Well, I was there when producer Joel fought. Timber fake, you had it there. But
yeah, well, that was a very special occasion.
But that you didn't tape it and play
no,
it.
No, we did. But, I mean, it was two gentlemen boxing, not any women stripping.
Yeah, what happened to Timber fake? He ain't never on the radio no more. Is the guy okay?
Charlie, I know you stay in touch with him. I believe he is in New York now. I don't know if he's...
Oh, you can
really
catch up with him at the game.
Yeah,
full-time.
Yeah, well, I don't know about full-time.
I got his number.
Yeah, that'd be a good conversation I'd like to be a fly on the wall for. But I believe he's up there for the next couple of weeks. I saw Dave Jackson of the Fan Pin post that.
I'll try to call in and give you a report from Minnesota tomorrow morning, Tim.
Yeah, that'd be lovely to see what the word... You guys will still be up there or will you be flying back?
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow morning. We're flying back tomorrow afternoon.
$500 a night at this hotel. It's got to be like the Ritz or Four Seasons or something like that, huh?
Yeah, it's like a 5-star hotel, I think. And then Friday morning, I could call in from New York and give you a little report from New York if you want.
Yeah, Charlie, these are all kinds of options.
I like that. And also, the Maple Leafs, they do play the Capitals. Thursday night is game one, 6 o'clock start.
Yeah. Who's going to win, Charlie?
Oh, the Capitals are going to win.
Yeah.
Right?
How's it going over there at Channel 2?
Going really well. Things are great. Got that 11 o'clock newscast.
Wow, strong. Hey, Biff, one of the texters, Sir Ian McClellan, McKellen, wants to know if you've ever...
the guy with the thirst for boy juice.
Yeah, I wasn't going to read that part.
Yeah, that's where I come into play.
Biff, he wants to know if you ever... You know, they know you go on these big trips, and they like the way you ball. Have you ever balled with the Cardinal Cowboy?
I met him outside the stadium. I never, like, went on a trip with him or anything.
Oh, I didn't know if you were running in the same circles there. They just wanted to know. Sir Ian did.
No.
Okay.
No, we're staying in... We're staying in Times Square, and then we'll take an Uber up to the game, you know. Now, I've been to Yankee Stadium, and the place is amazing. I took one of the DB's girls up there about 2 years ago, and we stayed in Times Square, and we went to the Belmont Horse Race for the, you know, the third leg of the Triple Crown, and then we went to a Yankees game the next day. You talk about a bad trip, a bad butt trip, a great trip. That was a trip, Tim. To do the Belmont and a Yankees game all in one weekend.
That is that a turn on for your friend who goes with you?
The DB's girl?
Yes.
She loved it. Yeah, it was great.
To travel, to ball hard, probably staying in a really nice hotel. You're in New York City, the Rome of the 21st century. And there you are going to a horse race.
Hey, in the next 7 weeks, Tim, I'm going to have some good picks for you because I've been scouting me and my uncle. Me and my uncle, we call him my Uncle Stymie.
Uncle who?
Stymie.
My Uncle Stymie. We're in the horse racing, see? And we'd go over into off-track betting over there.
OTB, they call it. OTB.
Yeah, every week. Timmy, we're studying up for the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. So I'm going to have some good horse picks for you the next 7 weeks here because the Derby's in 4 weeks, and then you got, you know, the other two races to follow. So we're going to have some. Stymie's got some good horse picks.
Uncle Stymie, Charlie.
I love him. Yeah. Always have.
Can you get that Hooters girl to take her top off?
Well, that goes without. That happens sometimes, you know.
You know.
It can happen. It can happen, yeah.
Okay.
I think there's.
If I got to go. We got the emails.
Yeah.
Commercials.
Okay. Yeah. I got to.
Yeah.
Safe travels to Minnesota tonight.
Thanks, Biff.
A lot going on there, Ben Fred. Our listeners ball, and they ball hard.
Wow.
Where's his money come from?
Question for
somewhere?
Tomorrow.
I believe he owns his own business, and things are going well.
All right.
I mean,
He's a single gentleman in his late 40s, I believe.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he builds buildings, tall buildings, he said.
Is that right? Builds buildings, tall buildings.
Love him.
Let's see. Nope. I can't read any of them. Nope. Can't read any of them. I can tell you this. Danny Schwartz is the sponsor of the gong, which did not go off today because there was no lemming behavior. It was just gentlemen just talking it over. Just talking it over. And when Doug suspends people, and there's no suspensions when Doug's not here, Wright Business Products is the sponsor of his pen. And when we are out on the road doing our events, Bud Select is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Thank you. And the sponsor of our events. So we are looking forward to our next TMA Live. That's going to be at Hot Shots in O'Fallon. I forgot to ask Janie the Lesbian about that. Although I guess she said she wasn't coming in until Memorial Day, so it doesn't matter. But she really likes that Caden Cross, and I think Caden may come in for the next TMA Live in May.
What's she up to?
Caden?
Yeah.
Porning.
Still? I thought she got out of it.
Yeah, for the most part, she and the Plowboys guy, Manuel, you know, he still performs, but they just direct. Plowboy, you been up with any Manuel's latest work?
No, I haven't checked out Game Tape yet, but I'm sure he's got a couple features coming out that I'll probably be interested in.
Right.
You're an extensive fan of his, right?
I just show prep. I mean, when I'm out in my Lumina, it's not me just enjoying a recreational activity. That's me, you know, getting ready for the show.
See, exactly, Ben.
Yeah, that makes it worse. Just thinking about that.
She has a fairly young child, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it from Manuel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Caden
Cross. Is he the one who asked? Who said you asked the creepy? No, that was the other one. No, yeah.
What happened?
The one that got mad at Iggy.
Oh, that was Mia Khalifa. Yeah. I'm not all that familiar with.
She's a big Caps fan.
She's trying to transition into the sports media world, I think.
Yeah, well, go from a whore to what you're doing now. Looks great.
I think she's on a lot of radio in Washington, D.C., and if I'm not mistaken, I only know this because I'm an Ohio State fan, she basically tried to solicit, who is the quarterback for Ohio State? Braxton Miller. When Braxton Miller was thinking about transferring, I think she insinuated, if you come to Florida State, which is her favorite college football team, that she would, let's just say, help him out.
Oh.
But he ended up staying.
Insinuations were made.
Yes.
Hey, I just got this. Speaking of our interview with Caden Cross and Mia Khalifa, Frank is leading off the press box today with Gary Player.
All right. That's a good get.
Gary Player, no matter what question you ask him, it will somehow, like a black hole, will take you back to fitness. He is obsessed with fitness, and he's 81 years old, and he truly looks like he's like 65.
He tweeted out something about the Masters, like only one way to watch the Masters, and it was him lifting weights, right?
Yes.
In his
and it
personal
looked like
gym.
A sauna. His gym looked like it was a sauna. But he's obsessed with not eating meat, with working out. He does like 1,300 crunches and 1,500. I just started listening to him on a golf podcast last week, and 1,500 sit-ups.
Kind of looks like Pete Carroll from the back.
He is 81 years old, still plays, and he's like, you know, if it weren't Augusta, I could beat most people right now playing golf, so God bless him. And I think he was excited for Sergio. So looking forward to Gary Player to start things off with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. It'll be our Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Charlie.
And what a moment Thursday when they go out there, they put the green jacket on the chair for the late Arnold Palmer, mm-hmm. and you could see Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player crying.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys, they took the ceremonial shot for so many years and played together
the three
and
of
were
them.
The best in the world for so many years. That was a touching moment.
Yeah, they were legitimately very good friends for really basically 50 years. So that was super cool. There's a great Golf Channel like documentary on the last three over the last three nights on Jack Nicklaus, which I would recommend, by the way. And then we saw these videos on Snapchat of Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, Smiley Kaufman, and Justin Thomas, and they're on their spring break trip. So the day after they play at Augusta in the Masters, and a couple of them have really good finishes, probably not as good as they were hoping for with Fowler and Spieth, they go hang out and just send out Snapchats of drinking, although they don't necessarily make a focus of that. They do have nondescript cups, and I believe they have lasses with them, and they just hang out in Bermuda. I think they're in Bermuda or Bahamas, and just in their 20s and millionaires with beautiful women playing golf and getting lit, and I couldn't be more jealous, and here I am now 40 years old, and I'm following these 20-year-old guys on Snapchat, living vicariously through them. God bless them all. God bless them to the dickens, I say.
If you listen to this segment, you hear Biff talking about flying around on private jets, going to every game, and then Ricky Fowler and the boys just living it up as 20-something millionaires.
I'm telling you. Just falling so hard.
Did they do it again this year?
Yeah, that's what they started it yesterday.
They did it. I know they did it last year.
Because everybody's like, look at Spieth. He's over the 12th hole debacle.
Yeah. Well, he said he needed that. He said that that's what I needed to be with buddies, get away, have a few cocktails, and it really helped me.
Yeah, there were some great snaps of like Justin Thomas hitting drivers out of sand traps yesterday. They were getting after it. Ben.
Elise Lobb, you guys familiar?
Charlie is.
I am not, but go ahead.
You mentioned Gary Player, big fan of fitness. There's a video on his Twitter of him doing squats with Elise on his back.
I'm telling you.
He's upstaging those youngsters.
This guy is no joke. Yeah, he does a bunch of push-ups, and he's Mr. Fitness. But look at him. I mean, he's 81. Look how good he looks.
He was on the cover of ESPN, the Mag Body Issue
a few years
ago, and he's ripped.
Yeah.
And he was like 78 at the time.
He just said he just put it right up on his back and did some squats with her on his back.
God. The funniest thing he ever said is he always talks fitness, and I was interviewing him. This is when I'm in Springfield, and we were talking about Jay Sr. was on the Golf Channel at the time, and he was out in Hawaii in like one of those old time one piece men swimsuits. And he said to me, he goes, I'm not saying Jay likes to eat, but we were out to dinner last week, and I reached across the table and he started buttering my hand.
Senior takes a hit. Gary Player should have been here for the roast last week. Hey, you know what it's time for? Hot Shots email today. A Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots is on the line. All the Lemmings can eat at Hot Shots. Here you go. Guys, United Airlines has nothing to hang their heads about except they have caused their stock to drop $1.4 billion over the last couple of days, similar to Iggy's stock over the past week. Forever and always, Mae Young's newborn hand.
Is it really $1.4
billion? Oh.
I didn't see the dollar figure.
I saw that percentage. As well as the graph of as when the video went down. It was $1.4 billion, but I think it's skewed.
How much has Southwest stock gone up?
Plowboy, I know you've been marketing.
That I do not know, Ben Bread.
Think about this, though. All you have to do is just keep giving away a voucher until somebody takes it. I don't care if it's 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, until somebody leaves that plane, because there was no way that was going to end well for United.
Yeah. Guys, today's show was pretty good, but yesterday's was better, and I can't seem to put my finger on why. Oh, wait, I know that boot-faced old Queen Iggy was on sick leave. You guys remember that one time Chuck took a picture of Steve Irwin and claimed they were best friends? Yeah, that's a daily occurrence for Iggy, except the celebrities he claims to know are Adrian Barbeau, Johnny Weir, and Lady Gaga's assisted PR person's cousin-in-law. Is there a way we can set up that GoFundMe to send his leathery ass to Hito for a week? I'll chip in $200 myself if he's guaranteed to get an overbooked flight on United, and $200 more if we get footage of that little orange man getting dragged down the aisle of a 747. Hashtag CJ6 for life. That's from Steve Dave. Steve Day.
Now, where is this
aggressive?
Where is the anti-Iggy sentiment coming from?
Yeah, it's kind of a newfound phenomenon here.
It started with
Mia Khalifa.
That's right. Plowhawk. Well done. Good historian work. You're the Buck Swope of the board hopping.
It increased after the story about the bar, Cafe Napoli, too. It really got revved up yesterday. Yeah.
Hanging out with Sergio and Rory McIlroy, but who was unfortunately 18 at the time.
Well, I corrected myself. It was Sergio and
Camilo Villegas.
But I wasn't making things up. I just got the wrong person. It was a long time ago. I'm old.
Guys, Plops here. Not sure what you have a better chance of seeing these days. The Cardinals showing up to play or Otis Nixon showing up at all. Sweet Lady of Jefferson. These guys suck like my doctor's forearm after a polyp check Tuesday. I'm half tempted to ask Matheny if he'll let the cat just play left. Hell, he's at every game anyway, and since embarrassment isn't something we're concerned with anymore, what's the risk? Seriously, Jimmy the Big Stick Dreidel, we'll call him. He can wear his Missy Elliott Timberland boots and bad eighth. He'll model himself after the wonderful All the Way May in A League of Their Own, occasionally letting one of his breasts flop out of his jersey to cause the other team to get distracted. Just spitballing again. Anyway, Tim, tell that twink from the post to get naked or shut up. Thanks. That's from Misty Plops. Misty Plops, one of the all-time greats, Charlie.
Plops here.
Hey, guys, just curious if you were able to get those crusted-up booger hooks on the latest issue of Ear Pinning Quarterly. It features some fantastic articles outlining how to really stick that hand in the mud, get a wide base, pin those ears back to catch the attention of the local trannies, such as Engine Joe's partner. It is also a great pictorial on how to pin a ladyboy's ears back and just chop that salad real nice-like. Think about it. That's from Timmy Holters.
Timmy Holters.
Ben Fred, you're not doing too well with these emails. Honey, hurry up. The concert starts in 4 hours, and I want to get close so I can throw my love-soaked BBDs at Neil, Charlie yelled upstairs to his wonderful fiancés. Charlie told his bride-to-be that he was a fan, but she had no idea. She came downstairs to him wearing a rhinestone Tufox shirt, sequined unwashed boy jeans, and glitter-rimmed cowboy boots. They arrive at the concert, and Chuck immediately joined a group of middle-aged white women at the front of the stage. They were talking about the pregnant giraffe when Charlie screamed, OMG, there's Neil! 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 My name's Charlie! And I stayed pure for you, Neil. Plowhawk's Laugh is brought to you by The Post. Charlie's fiance watched in amazement as Neil leaned down, whispered into Chuck's ear, and kissed him on the forehead. When Chuck finally came to, he looked up at his bride and whispered, Hey, Caroline. Well, needless to say, the wedding is off and Charlie is pregnant. Ah, yes, the magic of Neil Diamond. That's from Yellowfin Cucky.
I can only hope.
Yellowfin
the
Cucky.
The Cuckster.
Morning, fellas. I don't have a sex afghan, but I do have a blue tarp that I keep draped over my couch. That way, if and when I have the guys over and we get a few beers in us whilst watching sports, we can spread that thing over the floor and flack it after it. Which reminds me, it's your turn to bring the baby oil, Ben Fred. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster.
Howdy. Dexter Fowler was looking for a home, so he became roommates with your producer, resulting in the hottest reality show on TV, Plowsy and Dex. Episode 1, Dexter explains that he only moved in because he thought it was for charity. Upon meeting Plowsy, seeing his mustache and mullet, he thought the young lad was, quote, slightly touched. Episode 2, Plowsy loses his tribbing afghan, so he commences to eating Lunchables on Dexter's bedspread because the Egyptian cotton, quote, really brings out the flavor. Episode 3, Plowsy's dog takes a dump on Dexter's road jersey. Having a 6 a.m. flight, the only place they can clean it in time is the Soulard soap. The camera pans back to show an angry Dex scrubbing his uniform on the floor of the laundromat while Plowsy happily downs gummy worms and plays Pac-Man in the corner. Set your DVR for Plowsy and Dex, new on Fox Sports West. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. And finally, I met his mother last night at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and he gets to be read when Doug is not here. Ladies and gentlemen, Deke Dotem with an email.
Nice.
Morning, I feel naughty. Here's a poem. Let me shower you with my love. Let me bathe you with my tongue. Slide my jorts off with your teeth. Let me get after that butt beef. Think about it. That's from Deke Dotem. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady.
That was just gross. A lot of good ones. I liked Plops here. I like Timmy Walters. I like Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. But the best one about Neil Diamond and myself, Yellowfin Cucky.
I agree, Yellowfin Cucky, with Bill Pullman coming in close, number two.
Oh, wow. No vote for me again. Yellowfin Cucky has shipped. The Hot Shots email of the day and a Lemmings lunch. Enjoy a Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots. Support the sponsors and enjoy a Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots. Hey, if you are in the market for an attorney, then you got to go to JMH Law Firm. JMH Law Firm. He's a St. Louis U High grad, so automatically you know he's a wizard. But he also went to St. Louis University Law. And when you use JMH Law Firm, you deal directly with Joe Harvath, member of the fan page. So he's a loyal listener. His email is joe@jmhlawfirm.com. 2016 was recognized by St. Louis Magazine as the face of passionate criminal defense. So if you've gotten yourself into any trouble, you better go to needalawyerstl.com or call 314-827-6222. It's JMH Law Firm. Time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef. Hand off to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowboy, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Doug Vaughn, and for Ben Fredrickson, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside stl.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.